This is a story which may leave you with more questions than answers. It's the story of an obscure yet acclaimed artist who pushed the boundaries of abstract watercolor paintings. Harvey Lippe did what some critics called his best work during a quarter of a century of seclusion in Montecito.
They don't fit into sort of anything that most of us have ever seen before. They're totally different, totally unique, and when you get the story in there, it's like they become even more of this strange mystery because it just doesn't seem like all of this can possibly fit together into a true story.
Nathan Funk is owner of Santa Barbara Sullivan Goss Gallery. It currently features 18 of Lippe's works. Funk says the artist's life is as fascinating as his abstracts, but there are big gaps in what's known about him.
We don't know exactly who he was, and the things that we know make the sort of gaps in his story all the more beguiling and intriguing. He was born in Russia to a father who was a general under Nicholas II before the revolution, trained in all of the best French art academies, went to Oxford University, and then moved to America in 1919. In 1920, he moved to Los Angeles and lived in a house designed by Rudolf Schindler on the beach. So he's very well connected to the modernist art movement in L.A.
Then Lippe moved to Santa Barbara County.
And in 1942, he moves to Montecito and disappears completely for 25 years. There's nothing out there on him at all. Other than I found some voter registration cards that give an address. That's it.
It's unclear as to how he supported himself. He might have had some family money, but Funk says it's believed that Lippe did some of his most acclaimed work while in Montecito during the 1940s and 50s. You can see it in an exhibition called The Incredible True Story of Harvey Lippe. As you walk into a large room at the downtown Santa Barbara Gallery, you're surrounded by his colorful works. One of the striking things is the fact they don't look like watercolors.
These are watercolors. They're on very expensive Arches watercolor paper, but what makes these amazing is the vibrancy of the colors and the depth of the saturation of colors, which is something that's not normally attributed to watercolors. I've had professors and teachers who come in here who teach watercolor and say, I couldn't reproduce these. They're these super vibrant watercolor paintings, total abstractions. He's using sort of the saturation of the paper to sort of pull the pigment down, have it flow through the paper.
Funk says after Lippe's self-imposed seclusion in Montecito, he burst out into the art scene in the 1960s.
After that 25-year disappearance, starting in 1967 through 1969, he had museum exhibitions in the Santa Barbara Museum of Art, the Palm Springs Museum of Art, Phoenix Museum of Art, Palace of the Legion of Honor in San Francisco, in Balboa Park, and in Los Angeles. And so he was written up in the LA Times, and you could go and you could find all these articles reviewing. It's like these incredible masterpieces by somebody, this reclusive Santa Barbara artist that no one's ever heard of before.
Funk says a Denver dealer had the unframed paintings. He admits he was bowled over when he saw them and bought the entire collection, even though he didn't know much about the artist. Funk says while the paintings are amazing and the works speak for themselves, despite all of his research, the artist is still very much a mystery. He says pictures show a bearded man who in the latter part of his life looked very much like Santa Claus.
When he was discovered and had those museum exhibitions, he was already 80 years old. And he was doing these, you know, psychedelic-looking sort of Northern Lights-ish paintings in his 80s. He never had any children. He lived with various women throughout his life in the house in L.A. He lived with a woman who, she had had a son, but it wasn't through him. He didn't have any family. In the museum catalogs, it says that there was a benefactor who was sort of funding those museum exhibitions, and their name was Le Dernier. You go online and search for that name, which is a relatively uncommon name. You'd think it'd be relatively defined. There's nothing.
Lippe died in 1977, and in the pre-internet era, what documentation which might have been around was lost. But Funk says the Montecito man left an artistic legacy.
I've never seen anything like them. They kind of look like starry nights, or they can look like, there's one over there that looks like a kelp forest. And he would sometimes give them titles suggesting such things, and other times he would leave them untitled. So they can kind of be whatever you want, but there's nothing that can just pull your eyes away from the color. It's just absolutely stunning.
The Harvey Lippe exhibition runs through December 30th at the Sullivan Goss Gallery in downtown Santa Barbara. It's open from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily. In Santa Barbara, Lance Zerosko, KCLU News.